You're listening to SBS News.
Our history as people is littered with instances of destructive behavior, disrespectful dominance, imbalances, and other forms of man's inhumanity to man. But on this rare occasion, when we are all yoked to an invisible destroyer, it is my hope and plea that when the journal of this experience is written, it would deviate from what is mostly the norm and record that on this occasion, the rich took care of the poor and the small and the impecunious were not trampled with disdain by those who could have done so simply because they had the wherewithal to do it.
That's Keith Rowley, Prime Minister of the Republic of Trinidad and Tobago, speaking about how he hopes the world will tackle the end of the COVID-19 pandemic. His hope for an equitable approach is echoed by both the United Nations and the World Health Organization. The heads of both organizations have called on world leaders to think long and hard about global strategy when it comes to COVID-19 vaccine distribution. WHO's Director General, Dr. Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus, says the organization will launch a new declaration on Friday appealing for increased financial support for their COVAX vaccine distribution program.
With the emergency use listing of two versions of the AstraZeneca vaccine this week, COVAX is ready to roll out vaccines and is waiting for several manufacturers to make good on their commitments. The world is moving closer to delivering the promise of vaccine equity.
COVAX, the world's main effort for getting COVID-19 vaccines to low-income nations, was started last year by the World Health Organization. The money to buy the vaccine doses has been donated mostly by Western governments and organizations, such as the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, who fund Gavi, the Vaccine Alliance, a financing mechanism through which manufacturers are paid. Deals have so far been made with most big manufacturers. COVAX says it has negotiated deals for about 2.27 billion vaccines. Although many shots are still waiting regulator approval or are in clinical trials. The aim is to provide vaccines to at least 20% of the populations of the world's 92 lowest income countries by the end of 2021. However, COVAX is already being plagued with delays. The Oxford AstraZeneca vaccine is planned to make up the bulk of doses in the first half of this year. However, the vaccine will require two shots before people are considered fully inoculated. John Nkengasong, Director of Africa Centres for Disease Control and Prevention, says 20% isn't enough to end a pandemic, leaving far too big a gap for low-income countries to fill themselves.
Vaccinating a country at a level of 20% or 25% will not get the pandemic out of your country. There is absolutely no way that will happen. We need to strive at higher levels of about at least 60 to 70% vaccination. That's why we set a continental target at 60%. So if we assume that COVAX will enable us with 25% of our needs, we still have a gap there to get to our 60%.
The first million doses of the AstraZeneca vaccine for COVID-19 are expected to arrive in Africa next week for distribution in some 20 countries. More than 1.2 billion people live on the African continent, with Nigeria being the most populous country, over 200 million citizens. So far, preliminary vaccination is going ahead with Chinese-made Sinopharm vaccines in countries such as the Seychelles, Morocco, and Egypt. The Russian Sputnik V vaccine is another likely choice, while South Africa pushes ahead with single-dose Johnson & Johnson vaccine. 80,000 doses of this vaccine arrived in the country this week, with African President Cyril Ramaphosa among the first to be vaccinated. Globally, there is a huge void between securing doses and actually administering them. The European Union, despite having multiple contracts with multiple manufacturers, ranks quite low in the rate of doses administered per 100 people in the total population. Topping that list is Israel. The United Arab Emirates, United States, and the United Kingdom come next in the rankings. Despite criticism for his own government's sluggish progress, French President Emmanuel Macron has urged the US and fellow European nations to give up 5% of their current COVID-19 vaccination supplies to developing nations in Africa. He made the comments ahead of Friday's G7 leader meeting, where vaccine distribution will be the main point of discussion. UK Prime Minister Boris Johnson will kick off that agenda with a commitment to share surplus doses and will call for quicker vaccine development. The meeting will also be US President Joe Biden's first multilateral engagement since he took over from Donald Trump. WHO's Tedros says it's crucial nobody gets left behind.
Vaccine equity will be on the agenda at both the G7 leaders' meeting and the Munich Security Conference tomorrow. Vaccine equity is especially important for fragile and vulnerable groups and for small island states like those in the Pacific and Caribbean, with small populations who can miss out on vaccines because they have less bargaining power. Everywhere means everywhere. Nowhere should be left behind.
US vaccine developer Novavax announced it will provide 190 low- and middle-income countries 1.1 billion doses of its COVID-19 vaccine. The doses will be funneled directly into the COVAX program. Final challenges remaining will be to make sure doses are manufactured, distributed and administered as soon as possible, limiting the spread and evolution of further vaccine-resistant virus variants. For health and support measures currently in place in response to the COVID-19 pandemic in your language, visit sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Sofia Petrovic, SBS News.